World-renowned Vincentian writer Cecil Brown says this evening's program will be a book promotion and an opportunity for Vincentians to be sensitized about the Commonwealth Short Story Prize.
It's a book promotion and also a chance for those interested in literature to talk about the Commonwealth Short Story Prize. I don't know if you knew, I was the regional winner for Canada, the UK and Europe for the Commonwealth Short Story Prize in May. It's quite a prestigious prize. We had 6,700 entries. I'd originally intended, of course, to represent SVG, but because I live in the UK, then you have to accept the prize on behalf of the region in which you reside. So yes, I'm going to be talking about the Commonwealth Short Story Prize, my short story winning prize.
Mr. Brown says he will use the opportunity to promote his new book entitled Cassipee, the Caribbean Private Investigator, which is a fictional novel.
And also I shall be talking about my book, Cassipee, which is St. Vincent's first female private investigator. It's a work of fiction, not it's not true in the sense that it's based on any one person. So I'll be promoting Cassipee, and I'll have copies of my winning short story in the Commonwealth Short Story Prize.
The event takes place at the Yulo Arts Centre from 6 to 8 this evening. And Mr. Brown is encouraging persons, especially aspiring writers, to attend.
So it's at the Yulu Art Centre, which is in Indian Bay. It's Villa Lodge, I think, is the turn in the Villa Lodge, and you go down the hill at Indian Bay, and the Yulu Art Centre is on the left. And, of course, it'll be a chance for people to see lots of local Vinci painters and artists. It's a free event, so people can come along from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. But it's a chance to talk about art and culture and literature in SVG and to meet a few people who are, you know, trying to pave the way to put SVG literature on the world stage.
World-renowned Vincentian writer Cecil Brown. Mr. Brown recently made history for St. Vincent and the Grenadines when he won the 2022 prize for the Commonwealth Short Story for his story titled A Hat for Lima. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.